Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In today's message, Pastor Ed Young continues a series of talks titled March Madness. Today's message is entitled Just Do It Christianity, and we'll discover several key elements in developing a winning strategy in this game of life. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now, let's get into today's message called Just Do It Christianity. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Good morning. You guys doing well? So am I. I know you've seen the commercials before. How many were alive in the 80s? If you were alive in the 80s, yeah, I was too. In the 80s, there was a little company that came up with this slogan called Just Do It. The campaign basically said, you can buy our gear, but just do it. And the commercials were so motivational to me, it made me want to go work out or play basketball or tennis or whatever. Just do it. Just do it. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I think Nike sales went from something like in the 800 million to over 9 billion, and they credit the Just Do It campaign for that. One line, very simple. Let's say it together. Just do it. At all of our campuses, just do it. The brother of Jesus, his name was James. James' slogan, his advertising campaign, if you will, was just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Because the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 25, whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they've heard, but, say with me, doing it, they shall be blessed in what they do. Look at James chapter 1, verses 23 and 24. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. James chapter 1, verse 22. Look at the first word. What is it? Just do it. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Just do it. Lawyers, I think you've got a lawsuit here. James coined this phrase thousands of years before Nike. Just do it. Just do it. Just hit the court. Just put the ball through the net. Just do it. Just do it. I feel like when it comes to the Christian life, that I'm educated well beyond my level of obedience. I think when it comes to basketball, I would say the same. I know a lot more about basketball than I actually applied. Just do it. What if we just applied what we know about God? Just do it. That's what James says. Just do it. Are you doing the stuff? Are you doing the stuff in your relationships? Are you doing the stuff financially? Are you doing it, man? Just do it. Don't just hear stuff and listen. Apply it. First thing that I want you to notice is when it comes to just do it, if you want to be a just do it person, the first thing is you've got to catch the pass. Say it with me. My dear brothers and sisters, James says. Now picture James as a coach. Take note of this. Everyone, and James is talking to everybody. All the Christians back in the day, and he's talking to you and me right now. Everybody should be quick. One of the major aspects of basketball and the Christian life is quickness. Quickness. Quick to do what? What? Listen. Quick to listen. Write it down. When you score in basketball, there's an official scorekeeper. They write it down. So say, write it down. Okay. Be quick to listen. Slow to speak. Slow to speak. Man, that's convicting. Slow to become angry. Because human anger, not godly anger, I said human anger, does not produce the righteousness that God desires. I'm going to read to you again. God is throwing you and me a pass every day. Every day. The word, this basket Bible, is coming toward you and it's coming toward me. Every day, there's a word for you, a word for me. Every day, the coach of all coaches is going, all right, I'm going to throw you the ball, my man. Here's the rock. That's a nickname for a ball, a rock in basketball, the rock. Of course, we know the rock is Jesus. So every day, throw it to me. The pass is coming, so I got to take a step to meet it. I don't just stand there. If you stand there, it could get intercepted. I'm just standing there. That's it? No. Basketball, fundamentals. You take a step. Are you taking a step to receive the word every day? Are you? A person becomes a Christian, watch this, when the word of God marries the Spirit of God, you have a child of God. Have you been saved? I didn't say, do you believe in Jesus? The Bible says the devil and the demons believe in him to such a degree they tremble. And that's more than a lot of the Christians that I know of do when they think about that. Have you been saved? You've got to receive Jesus in your life. There is a moment you make that decision. You'll meet God one day. Are you saved? Well, I'm not ready yet. You've made a decision. No. If you say you're not ready, no. Now is the time, the Bible says, for your salvation. The word implanted in your life. God has been using different passes to get to you. They're different passes. Like, for example, the bounce pass. It's bouncing and it hits its target. God is using his word, and many times it bounces off of events, off of people, off of situations, off of things that might be as dead as this floor. It bounces to you and me. Do you receive the pass? There's another pass, the chest pass. Sometimes God gives us things straight to our heart. And you're here and you're like, man, has Ed been following me around? That's not me. That's the Holy Spirit of God. But if you turn your back on the word, think about it. All these passes are coming your way. We can't see them, but they are. And you're missing the pass of God. I think about how many times I've missed the pass of God. I've been so busy, so preoccupied, I missed it. Another one is the over-the-head pass. And one of the things that freaked me out, when I went from high school to major college, I couldn't believe how hard the balls are thrown. You would not believe it. And then playing with those NBA guys, I'm talking so hard it'll break your fingers, that hard. Some of the passes God gives you and me, over-the-head pass. So we got to catch the pass is what I'm telling you. Catch the pass. I was thinking too, you remember when Jesus was talking about the different ways that people receive the word in the Gospel of Matthew? Jesus looked at a sower. He goes, oh, look at that sower. He's sowing seed. Well, this is the seed. Sometimes when Jesus sows seed, when he passes us the ball, it's like this. A shot like that is called, in basketball, throwing up a brick. Say it with me. Throwing up a brick, because it's so uncoordinated, it's so unrelated to what a shot should be, you're simply slamming it against the rim. That's a brick, brick. That's what people will say, brick. Baseball, brick. Baseball terminology. Basketball terminology. Another one is an air ball. You ever shot an air ball? Anybody? Sometimes God shoots an air ball. Are you believing it? We're not ready. I mean, obviously God's the perfect shooter, but it's like air ball. Other times, there's so much crowding that the ball can't even get to us and we can't even see what's going on. Hands are in our face. Again, I gotta ask you, what are you doing with the pass? The pass is coming. What are you doing? You can tell me that you're not going to receive the pass from God? This pristine, purpose-driven pass, you're going to go, no, forget it. I'll just do it my way. That's the first thing.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting The Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. We'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Receive the ball. Catch the pass. Number two, let's move quickly now. Move the ball. So you catch it, and then you move it. Stand up, my man. Tell me your name.
Hudson.
What's Hudson? That's a cool name, man. Hudson. Where do you go to school?
I go to Reynolds in Prosper.
In Prosper? Awesome. So when I catch the ball, what do I do? Do I stand there?
No.
Too many times, God's thrown me the ball, Hudson, and I've just... Okay, when I catch it, I take a step. And then, let's say this is the basket, I pivot and get in a triple threat position. A triple threat position, Hudson, I can shoot it, I can pass it, or I can dribble it. Now, can you imagine if I didn't do that? Can you imagine if I didn't, we're playing basketball, meet the ball? Can you imagine if I didn't pivot? Can you imagine if I didn't get in a triple threat position? Be in trouble. Coach James is saying, Hudson, Ed, John, Lisa, Barbara, Demetrius, meet the ball, pivot, get into triple threat position because God has a great game plan, a great purpose in your position. What are you doing standing there? What are you doing just discussing it? Get out there and play. When we were in the Sweet 16, when Coach Williams, my freshman year, I'll never forget it, he gathered the team together right before we played the University of Kentucky, and here's all he said. Guys, go out there and have a good time. And I thought, that's interesting. You can sit down now, Hudson. Go out there and have a good time. That's it. But the older I've gotten, I realized, what was he doing? Play! I've coached you up, I've recruited you, I've signed you, I've taught you. We have one of the best teams in the country. Play! Now, the Bible says, too, that we're to get rid of filthiness and get rid of sin. It says that. And one of the ways we move the ball is to rid ourselves of the stuff that easily entangles us. You want to wear your basketball uniform. So when you receive the ball, triple threat position, then you want to push the ball up the court. What does it mean to push the ball? That means to go somewhere. That means to score. I'm pushing the ball. You push the ball faster with a pass than a dribble. But we got to receive it, then we push it. I mean, where are you concentrating your offensive energy? Where? I mean, great, you're stacking up more stuff. Great, you want to start that company. Great, you're going to school. Where are you concentrating your offensive energy? Where? James is saying, you know the deal. Just go out there and have a good time. Just do it. Say it with me. Just do it. You got to take the ball and go with it. And I'm just going to ask you, what have you done looking back over this week to push the ball down court? What have you done on your kingdom court to push the ball down court? What have you done? Have you been praying for people who don't know the Lord? Have you invited someone to fellowship church? Have you decided to take the moral high ground when everyone else is talking smack? Have you forgiven that person, even though you might have to think about that and pray for forgiveness every minute? Have you been spending time in the Word, but not just the time? Are you putting shoe leather or shoe rubber beneath it as you go? Have you? The Bible, see, is the Bible is our authority. I'm under the authority of the Bible. God, you tell me how high to jump. I'm going to jump that high. God, you've got a position. You've got a team. You've got a coach. I'm just ready to do what you want me to do in this trial, in this situation, in this temptation. I'm under your authority. God always works. We're going to talk about this next time with authority. Let me give you a poor example of authority. LeBron James. Awful. Awful. Here LeBron James is, and LeBron does a lot of good things. Here LeBron James is playing for the Lakers, and he leaves his coach behind and tells the team bus to go. He has got authority issues. And whenever someone talks about themselves in the third person, they got authority issues. What kind of world do we have? The players run the show now? Really? You've got to be kidding me. Pathetic example, young people. Authority issues. You want to soar in your life? Get under the authority that God has placed in your life. That's right. Yeah, but here, oh yeah. Here's what LeBron's saying. I don't respect Luke Walton. I don't give a flying flip, LeBron. You respect the position. If you wait to have to respect someone to get under their authority, it'll never happen for you. Let me say it again. It'll never happen for you. And there are more authority issue people in our world today than ever before. And no one wants to talk about it. But you know what? I'll talk about it because it's in the Bible. There's no shame in my game. And I'll call LeBron out to his face. I love LeBron. I think LeBron's great in a lot of ways, but in this situation, he is dead wrong. Do the opposite of what he's done. Opposite. So, catch the pass. Move the ball. What are you doing? What have you done this week to move the ball, my friend? What have you done this week to move the ball? What have you done this week to to put it through the net? What have you done this week to slam dunk the ball? Finally, watch the film. Man, I spend a lot of time watching film. I hate to see myself on film. I mean, I know I'm kind of gooberish, but when I watch myself play, I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, watch the film. Anyone who listens to the word and does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror. I'm glad you look in a mirror because you look great today. And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. This is a mirror. You want to see who you are? Why do you think the average person comes to church about once every 6 weeks? Wow. It's the mirror. It's not the extracurricular activities. Good. It's not the weather. They do not like God getting up in their grill. But do you realize, you read the book of James, the blessed life only happens when we're obedient. And too many people are part of the bless me club. Oh, God just wants to bless me. He just wants to bless me. He just wants to bless. Yes, he does. You've got to do what he says. Then you have the blessings. We don't live playing in the Sweet 16 or the Final Four or the National Championship every day as a Christian. Most of us have to grind it out. Are you receiving the ball? Are you pushing the ball up court? I mean, are you involved here? I mean, are you really pushing the ball? Are you watching film? Because we should watch the film of our opponent. I mean, as I said, Satan's not that creative. He's going to do the same thing over and over and over and over. For example, when I played high school basketball at Spring Valley, I still remember the offense we ran in high school. And Lisa knows it probably better than I do because she saw all of my games. I'd bring the ball down court, throw it to the forward. The other guard would use him as a screen. If he was open, the forward would pass the ball to him. Then he would go to the corner. If there was no one open inside, he would come back to me. And then my favorite part, I would go one-on-one playing pick and roll with the big man. And, you know, I would come here. The shot was open. Take it. Dunk it. No, I'm kidding. Pass it, whatever. I still remember that. We ran that offense for 20 years. Same offense. The devil runs the same offense and same defense against you and me. He wants to take us out. Same one. Men are tempted like men are tempted. Women are tempted like women are tempted. We've got to call him out and say it. So we have to spend a lot of time looking at ourselves, because self-deception is the worst deception possible. And I'm afraid a lot of us are deceived. So catch the pass, move the ball, and watch the film. Three keys to living the Christian life. Three keys for just do it. Three keys. And when you do that, your life will be a slam dunk.
Thank you for being with us today on the Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has empowered you to stand firm in your faith and to shepherd your family with wisdom and courage. Your role is pivotal in nurturing a God-honoring environment, and it's our prayer that you would feel supported and equipped in this journey. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us next time as Pastor Ed continues the series March Madness with a message titled Rock and Rule, where we'll explore essential strategies for navigating authority. We'll delve into the principles of submission and effective responses to authority figures. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be part of what God is doing through the Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.